Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Cutie?
What?
I'm just going to tell everyone right now, Aaron is going to intermittently throughout this episode get frustrated with her Wi-Fi, and I get it. And I get it.
Is it working or no?
Is this thing on? It is. It is. Okay. And let's just let it ride, sister, because I feel your pain. There's nothing more frustrating than paying for a service and not having it work.
It's ridiculous. Just do your damn job. You know, do your job.
I would tell you to calm down, but I won't when it comes to this. The dishwasher broke
down
the other day. The Wi-Fi is an issue. Welcome to Calm Down Podcast. We are in full off-season mode.
Did your dishwasher break?
Oh, it did. That was a whole production.
Oh,
the top
Jesus.
Rack. He goes, stop putting heavy things on the top. I'm like, I don't even put anything in here. I don't even live here.
Who loads this thing?
Who loads this thing? I'll tell you who gets you dressed, you little cutie. She's in her mountain gear, everyone.
Oh,
this
yeah.
one just got off the slopes. What's going on right now? Tell me everything. The Olympics are over. And I want to know how you performed on the alpine skiing, because we
Awful.
Could use a gold medal around here.
God, you just made me laugh. So I'm a terrible skier and I will attempt it. I figure we're out here. We're in the mountains. I'm in this great house that has zero Wi-Fi. And how about my backdrop? Whatever. You get it. But yeah, I just figured, you know what? I'll go out there. I'll give it a whirl. I have a great little instructor that goes with me. His name's Derek. He is so helpful and nice, but I'm just not good. So today we got a ton of snow last night, but it is harder to snow when you have the old pow-pow or powder.
Hard to ski, yeah.
Yeah. So I was trying and I was telling him my quads were hurting and I was like, I don't understand. And he goes, you know what? You know what helps me? If you sing rap. If you sing like, what is it? West Coast rap. And I was like, perfect.
West Coast specifically?
Like, yeah. Da-da-da-da-da. And this is what I was
it's
trying to say.
It's the motherfucking D-O-double-G.
Yes!
Snoop Dogg!
That's okay. What I was trying to do. And as I was going down this one hill that we have, it's called Quarterback Sneak. Love it. It's got this one drop that it's kind of hard and there's all this powder. And I was like, California love shit love. And then I'm like, we're hearing Hoochie screaming. Like I'm trying. I'm trying so hard to get
hose
down this.
Up, ass yeah. down. Yeah, what? Yeah. What's going on here?
D-R-E. Like, I was trying so hard. And I'm like, I think it worked, Derek. I think it worked. And but it's just not the beat, because he's like, keep the beat, you know? And I'm like, screaming is like, California love.
That's actually
I'm
really
so
funny.
Bad.
Ask Derek if I'm allowed, next time I come, if I'm allowed to sing East Coast rap. Because if yeah. I got to choose a coast,
no.
I got to choose the East. I live out there, so don't go there. Speaking of East Coast, I'm coming to you from a hotel room in Times Square, which Aaron and I talk normally like 700 times a week. But right now we're both like in the off season. I think sometimes we get out of our normal, like, talk everyday, daily routine.
Yeah.
And so we just caught up before we got on here, I think, just to, like, where's Waldo? I knew you were in Montana. I'm in New York. I leave in about 5 seconds to head off somewhere else to do a house install. But we were talking about Times Square. Times Square is really a thing. And I got to tell you, I am so excited to be back in New York. It is a gorgeous day here. I went down to the Statue of Liberty today. I went to Rockefeller
Aww.
Center. I know I'm with my
What's
sister
the
and my niece.
Like?
It's gorgeous. It's cold, but it's so nice. And it makes me want to move back to New York, because I was only here. You've lived in New York
yep.
before, and I was here for a really short amount of time, and it was during COVID and just didn't have the full experience. But we went to Harry Potter last night, which, by the way,
Aww.
I don't know dick all about Harry Potter. I
yeah.
sat there and I was like, what's happening? And there's sword, there's wizards and all kinds of things. Even not knowing anything about Harry Potter.
Did you like
what
it?
A loved it.
Do you want to watch the movies together? When you get back, we should watch the movies together.
I don't know if we're going to do that, but we'll watch something else. Okay. Do you have a desire to get caught up on Harry Potter?
No, but my friend Jackie, our friend Jackie, Foxbet Jackie, she is very obsessed with it. She's also obsessed with Marvel. She sent me something on Tom Holland the other day, and I was like, I don't really know who that is. And she's like, watch, mix in a Marvel movie once in a while. And I was like, damn, I need to.
So I loosely dated someone. Whoa. By loosely dated, I went on 2 dates and he was in a Marvel movie and he was like, isn't this incredible? I was like, I don't know. I could care less. He was like, this is epic. And I'm like, is it? I have no idea about anything Marvel. I just know if you put Spider-Man in front of me, I know who that is. Outside of that, I have no idea. And Tom Holland, is he dating Zendaya? Do I work for Extra? I don't know, but her fashion sense is unbelievable.
Phenomenal. Can we get back to loosely dating? What does that mean? Loose leaf notebook paper. What does that mean?
Loosely dating in my world means...
Not having sex, having sex?
No, didn't have sex with this person. Okay. In fact, just a make out.
Did you want to?
Of course.
Okay. He's in a Marvel character.
Okay, so
Chris Hemsworth?
Which again, no, he's happily married. But this person was very single, which is the only person that we should be dating. And he was very attractive. I actually started dating him on a bet because I was dating the wrong guy at the time. Then my girlfriend like dared me
to
DM. You know the whole story. Anyways, there's a whole thing. Yeah. So, but I would have loved to live happily ever after with him. But, you know, anyways, here we are. No, I'm kidding. Everyone's happy. Everyone ends up right where they belong.
Did you ask him what kind of powers he had in his movie?
Is Ariel on Broadway? No, I didn't get that far. But what a time. Yeah. So I don't have any idea what's the difference between Marvel and then there's like the other universe.
I know. I don't either. Ryan, chime in if you do know the
anybody
other universe.
Anybody chime in. Because Meta? I don't know.
DC idea. Universe.
What?
D-R-E.
DC United. I mean, that's all I know. Okay. So it's the off-season for us.
Speaking of Batman.
We won't go there.
We won't go there, but we'll say something.
Okay, you say something because I'll say too much, like I always do.
We were having a conversation today about how quickly Ben Affleck, friend of the show, Matt Damon, of course, how quickly, like, Ben Affleck looks great. He looks great. Yeah. Great. And you know what? My girlfriend, Megan Mitchell, shout out to her. She is really into Howard Stern. And I guess Howard Stern had Ben Affleck on. And she's like, promise you, it's 2 hours long. Or maybe it's an hour. I don't know. It's pretty long. And she's like, listen to this. When you have some time. It was great. He has a vibe. He has a vibe.
You tell me. Well, you don't have to get specific.
I saw him at Super Bowl. He looks great. He's back. He's like Pearl Harbor Ben Affleck.
Armageddon. The world is not ending. It's just starting, apparently. When you start dating Jennifer Lopez, you instantly, does she give you an elixir? Does she give you her skincare line? Because this went from... Ben, I've always thought Ben's attractive.
Those apple cider vitamins.
Something. I mean, am I drinking the vinegar? Am I goji, whatever the gummy is? He, overnight, when they got back together, I was like,
before they got together, right?
Not this good.
Okay.
Not like, I need to lose the same bloat in my face that he had. And he got rid of it in 2 seconds, got himself a tan or something. And he is... crushing life.
You know what I appreciate about him? I appreciate he likes sports because I feel like there's so many actors out there that don't. I would have nothing in common with them. And that's what was so great about talking to Matt Damon when we got to speak to him when my Wi-Fi was better in Montana.
Right.
But yeah, I feel like you can just be like, anyway, so are the Patriots going to get it together? What are your thoughts on Mac Jones? Like, are you excited? Josh Allen? I could have a time.
And that is the only thing I ever talked with him about on a red carpet because you think that I actually
did.
Well, yeah, because every time I had to interview him,
I
actually watched the movie. It's like I probably couldn't get the movie to download. I didn't make the premiere. I mean, I wasn't actually doing anything I was supposed to. It was shocking. I still have a job there.
Is he great?
Phenomenal. And by the way, he doesn't want to talk about like who he's dating or, you know, what the main inspiration for the character was. I mean, he's there to plug his movie, of course, but he wants to talk about like the freaking Red Sox score or anything having to do with sports. So he was always a time. I remember there was another actor. I'll just say it. We'll give a shit. Bradley Cooper. I was excited to talk to him about Philly sports because I thought he was into that Silver Lining Playbook. And then I asked him a question about something that was actually relevant in the moment. Now I don't remember. And
about
he was like,
the Eagles?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, you're not into that? Where's Ben? So I could talk to Ben all day, every day, and ask him what he's currently using for his skincare routine.
He looks great.
Yeah, he looks phenomenal.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Okay, so Ben is back in business. And
you know who's not back in business? And you brought up bloat? Me. Can we talk about this? We touched on it during our 10-minute episode that I had horrible, you know, a delay and everything with my Wi-Fi. So you had your medical issues, which we weren't laughing about, but I saw our friend,
scary.
Also Bradley Zager, and he was talking about how he went to dinner at the same place we ate at before you went down. You weren't a game time decision. You weren't TBD.
I was definitely on the IR. Oh my God. I was TBD if I was ever going to have a job again or friends.
Stop it. No. But anyways, so you just mentioned a lot about taking care of yourself. So now it's the off season. I'm good. Like usually I go down with a pretty good respiratory infection as soon as the off season ends. You can like set your watch to it. I usually get a massive, like I lose my voice. I get, you know, whatever. That's great. The weirdest thing has happened to me at probably like 2 days ago. I started again. If you are a doctor or a specialist, please DM the Calm Down podcast. I started.
Do you
getting,
have insurance? Oh no. Okay.
I do, but I love a doctor. We
Is
all
it
know
a
that.
PPO.
I met this dermatologist today, by the way. She's great. Anyways,
great. Give her my number.
I did. She's had Botox FedEx to where we are out here. And she said she was doing her friend. I was like, now you are someone I want to hang out with.
Anyway, back in my armpits. Go.
I'm getting this burning sensation. It's in my rib cage area and it's kind of radiating up. Jared always has heartburn. So I was like, is this heartburn? Is it not? I don't know what it is.
Describe the feeling a little bit more for the medical professionals that are listening so they can accurately diagnose the situation, unlike you.
I'm literally
WebMD-ing it.
Pushing in to where my ribs are, in the middle of my ribs, because I will get a burning hot pain and it comes up right above like where my sports bra sits.
Okay.
And it is not nonstop. It happens every so like if I move a certain way. Mm-hmm. When I went to go take my ski boots off, it was just like happening and it was all the way in my stomach to my ribs, to my chest. I was explaining it to my husband and, you know, 2 nights ago because he's like, you're not drinking. He goes, you're not really drinking a lot. Are you okay? And I was like, I don't really feel good. I was like, I've got this burning pain. I feel off. I don't know what it is. So this is the point of the conversation. We are always looking for the next best thing, right? Mm-hmm. New inventions. Can we please invent a WebMD or something you can Google that doesn't freak you out? Like,
tell
I've
you're
been
gonna
diagnosed
die?
Now with pancreatic cancer. I've been got diagnosed with a gastric intestinal disorder that I'm going to have to be on a tube with. I would love a WebMD that doesn't go straight for, you know, like the knockout punch. You're going to die. You have 2 weeks to live. This is bad. There's no blood involved. There's just a burning sensation. I think we should do a website, make a ton of money off of it, and have doctors, the Green Bay Packers doctors, write in and just make people feel like it's not the worst case scenario. Thoughts and questions.
Well, I have a lot of thoughts and some questions. My thoughts are they have to. You know, like when you're watching a commercial and it's like Valtrex. I still don't, what does Valtrex even do? I don't know. Or like Cialis. I know what that does. Okay, so you are not allowed to go on WebMD because you're not a hypochondriac.
No.
You're not. But you will go to a worst case scenario.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think that's fine.
Jared did say, do you want to go to the hospital? And I was like, I wouldn't go to the hospital if we were at home right now. I just don't know what this is. And the only concern I have is I don't really have pains or aches or, I mean, let's be honest, the only problem I have in my life right now is my uterus, but that's, you know, here nor there, but it's true. But
love
I
you.
Mean,
love it, you.
Love
positive
you too.
Thinking.
But no, it's just, I don't normally have issues. So here's the thing. When I'm not drinking a glass of red wine at night, something's wrong.
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe you should, you know, look, I'm going to become, that's how I justify it. I'm like, I'm very European. They drink wine every single day at like noon and it's fine.
Great.
No one's judging them.
No. But what do you think about going on to that without a, like a WebMD?
I never have went on to WebMD ever. I'm the complete opposite of you. I could be in a doctor's office and they could tell me you have 1 week to live. And I'm like, yeah, probably wrong. That's probably not right. I don't believe.
Where'd you get your degree from?
Yeah, exactly. As I look up and it's like DeVry. I'm like, no, I do not trust you. So I am the complete opposite of you when it comes to health stuff. I think a lot of that comes from my dad in the sense that he never went to the doctor. You know, my dad has never had a vegetable. And I'm sure as like a kid, he was fed a vegetable. But as an adult, he has never had a vegetable. He like drinks Diet Coke and he works out and stuff, but he's just not a great eater. He eats like donuts. And the dude is completely healthy, has nothing wrong with him. So yeah, I'm just not a freak when it comes to health stuff.
Right.
Except when it keeps me from actually doing my job.
Right.
But yeah, I think I just need you to cut everything in half. And I need, with all the resources that you have with medical professionals, go to them, not the internet. The internet's never going to be good for that.
Yeah. Yeah. But the Green Bay doctors, like you said, they're not available right now. So it's not really like I can be, hey, Doc McKenzie.
I mean, Doc McKenzie's
here at my house. Hi. Speaking of, just doing a podcast. It's our house manager. Hi. Oh, you guys can keep doing this. It's fine. Lord knows. We can keep talking. I don't care. Anyways, so yeah. So I do think that would be a good idea to do, though, at some point, is to have a whole WebMD for people that don't go to worst case scenario. I think we could make a ton of money, too.
Howie, are you there?
He's here.
Aaron,
guard dog.
Okay, so here's the other thing. Aaron's constantly, checking WebMD and the internet.
Oh, yeah.
She'll say things to me like, did you hear about this? Did you hear about this? I told her earlier today, I need to get off the CB2 websites because all I'm getting is updates on duvet covers. I need to start paying a little bit more attention to the world. And I don't know if that's going to be good for my psyche or it's going to be bad. But everything you tell me, I say, oh, I didn't know about that. I didn't know about that.
Yeah,
that makes me feel very inept and ignorant. I should pay attention more to the world. But I just feel like I live in this little blissful world of pillows and
duvets.
You know, parkas.
Yeah.
I'm really into the hooded sweatshirt thing right now, actually. I just picked up some more. I go through spurts. Like, I care what I look like. I don't care what I look like. Right now, I'm into the hooded sweatshirt situation. Yeah. But where were we before we
were wrapping up WebMD and making one that's a little easier on your nerves and anxiety for anyone that has a question. I mean, you can't even look up chest pain / like burning sensation in your ribs without them telling him you have cardiac issues. I'm like, Jesus, that's not what this is about. But you did
drink water.
Yeah, I am a ton of it.
There's an altitude thing. You are in a very high altitude situation. Drink some more water.
I don't think that's what it is. I hope it is, but it's not.
Try drinking an entire bottle of wine tonight and see if that helps.
Okay.
No? But I'll tell you what I have been paying attention to, even if not the news updates that I should be paying attention to and acting like a 40-year-old woman. I have been paying attention to one thing and one thing only. Michael Jordan and this is how Colin talked about, you know, friend of the podcast. We're going to have him on, even though he's got his own network. We get it. Colin Cowherd talked about it today on his show. Ryan, producer, you get it. The Michael Jordan effect. Michael Jordan shows up to the All-Star game. We don't know if he's going to make it there for the 75th anniversary.
Yeah, I was confused why he was there. 75th anniversary. Okay.
75th anniversary, but it was a question if he was going to make it there because the Daytona 500 was happening and he has two drivers, which by the way, how about Bubba Wallace almost winning like on a photo finish of Daytona? How often does that happen? I feel like photo finishes are only with racehorses. But anyways, shout out to him, top 75 players in the league.
We love Ryan.
So there was a question, was he going to make it? Was he not going to make it? In true Michael Jordan, I'm going to just
pimp this thing, show up at halftime.
He looks great.
Walk. He looks, is he on the Ben Affleck diet
too?
He looks great. Yep. Challenges Magic to a game of one-on-one, going up behind Jerry West, hugging him. Like, just, I get so turned on with any new footage of Michael Jordan, because you know when you're watching, you know, new shows, they like cycle the same video over and over again. I can now watch Michael Jordan in that navy blue Ralph Lauren blazer over and over and over again. I love him so much. I can't get enough.
He's great. He's so great. I think what's also fabulous about him is the fact it's not like he's Instagramming or tweeting. You never know where the man's going to show up. He's like Santa Claus. Is he coming? Was I naughty? Was I nice? I really appreciate his effort. God, he's great. He's great. Did he just turn 60?
He's 50? 25 in my book. I don't know, but
just
you're
had
so
a birthday.
Right. In a world where everything is, where's the, you know, the geotag of where this person is, this guy was at the racetrack, jumps aboard that private jet and just flutters in there and really leaves an impression.
I have a question. So, speaking about the All-Star game, I didn't watch it. I mean, we turned on a little bit of it here and there, but it was in Cleveland. I was, you know, thumbing through photos of stars that were there on the court, court side, if you will. Do you think they pay those stars to come in for that? It's not like who's sitting there going, I'm going to go to the All-Star game this weekend. They have to, the NBA probably brings in stars, right?
I'm going to assume that it's similar to like Super Bowl stuff.
But they're not
like you're
bringing
paid
in
endorsements.
Stars.
Doing endorsement stuff. You're going here. You're signing autographs. Yep. You're speaking at this. Like, I think it's like a money
grab,
which always fascinates me. These guys that have so much money and it's like, oh, I'll go and sign that or do an appearance for X amount of dollars. I wonder what point, and we have friends that make good money. And then sometimes I'm like, you really need to go do that? But good for
you.
A
lot of times it's put into your contract. If you go to do like a Bose ad or something like this, then they say, okay, if you're going to do this Bose commercial, then we need two appearances from you. And one of them is going to be the Super Bowl.
That's why Dak cares about his sleep
right.
number.
Right. Okay. I mean, yeah, absolutely. That's like,
I mean,
written
look,
in.
Swipe up. Never met an ad I didn't like.
Absolutely. Totally.
My ads are very different than those money grabs. But yeah, okay. Okay. That all makes sense. Mm-hmm. All right.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win and it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
So some news and notes along with Michael Jordan. I was discussing this with you and I was like, save it for the podcast. I did, that two people are writing some tell-all books. One is Matthew Perry. I was telling you about it. I'm on a real Friends kick right now. It's always something I can put on in the hotel room and just laugh and go to bed with it. It's funny for me because Jarrett hadn't seen a lot of them. So we just turn it on at night and he starts cracking up. Anyways, Matthew Perry.
Who's your favorite character?
You know what? Rachel reminds me a lot of you. There's so many times I'll say to Jarrett, is Rachel,
that's
Carissa.
Thing I've ever said.
That's Carissa. Like, I feel like even the way she pronounces so words nice. Sounds like you. I don't know. I love her. But you know who's funny to me and I didn't really care for until the reunion was Phoebe. Phoebe's hilarious. Mm-hmm. Hilarious. But Matthew Perry has signed a deal. I read north of seven figures. A tell-all. I find his life so interesting. You brought up a good point about his book.
When you told me this earlier, like he is writing a tell-all. I was like, no, because I don't want to know things about that. I wasn't a huge Friends watcher, but similar to you, and I think a lot of people, after the reunion, I was like, you know what? It was those period. I can't remember if it was Thursday night, right? Wasn't it like Friends and Seinfeld?
It was.
There was the whole, because then TGI Fridays, not the restaurant that I'm looking at in Times Square, but the viewing or the shows with Urkel. What was the show with Urkel?
Family Steps? No. What was it? No.
Shit. I don't know. We're so
by
old.
The way, a tangent really quick. We went to the Fanatics party at the Super Bowl and, you know, like Robert Kraft's there, Kevin Hart's there, Family Matters. Yes, Family Matters. Good, Ryan. Thank right. you. You know, God. All these famous
Ryan's probably
people.
Like these idiots.
Eli's walking in, Shaq's there. Jared goes, hey, babe, there's Urkel.
Exactly, because that's our generation. Yeah. That was appointment viewing. This was before the 700 streaming services and, you know, social media or whatever. I remember watching Thursday night. My parents, I never really got into Seinfeld, but like my parents loved that. They loved Friends. ER was also a big one. Hottie. And then TGI Friday, I was into that. And Full House was on there. Anyways, so I just don't want him to write a tell-all that's going to tell us things that are going to make me not love everyone on that show.
I know, but I also have another Friends bit that we haven't talked about that'll be good for this. I hope he doesn't either. I mean, look, it seems like from the reunion, they were super tight. I mean, I'm sure there's always shit that happens that usually happens when people get famous and a lot of money right away. But I feel like they are genuinely great friends. Mm-hmm. I thought it was interesting. He made the comment in the reunion and they said he was going to discuss it in the book that those cast members don't really check in on him. Don't know what they're going to say. But this is really interesting, and I don't know if you saw this, and I would discuss this with you on the phone privately. Courtney Cox just came out recently and talked about all the work that she did on her face, and she's literally said there was a point where she was looking at herself and said, shit, I'm actually strange looking. What did I do to myself? And she regrets like a lot of the fillers and things, and she's about to turn, well, it says her next milestone is 60, but she said, you know, she just was starting to freak out a little bit. And she was like, okay, wait, what did she say here? I'm literally reading the article. She just said her face, there was a time when you go, oh, I'm changing. I'm looking older. And I tried to chase that youthfulness for years. And I didn't realize that, oh shit, I'm actually looking strange with injections and doing stuff to my face that I would never do now. I love that she was so freaking open about that.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, I've been open about this, that I think I started doing too much a few years ago, and not because I even wanted to, but someone's like, oh, you can do this, yeah. You can do that. And all of a sudden I'm like, I look back at pictures and I'm like, shit, that's not what I look like. Yeah. I'm going the other way now, where I'm like, I ain't gonna do anything. And I'd rather just go back. With the good news about all this crap, and ladies, if you guys have never gotten Botox, never gotten fillers, consult with not a medical professional on the internet, but like your girlfriends, and go with girlfriends that are going to like be conservative about it. Because I definitely had moments where I was like, fuck, like we went too far here. Again, not because I wanted to. I just was like, sure, I'll take more on that, whatever. Now I'm trying to go back the other way and just let it be. Because I look at people like a Christy Brinkley, for example, who looks phenomenal. Right. And she's done clearly something, but doesn't look different. Yeah. And there's a certain country singer that I love, and I will never say her name, but I'm like, oh, it doesn't look like that anymore.
Really?
And it makes me sad. Yeah, it makes me really sad. And I think about that.
It doesn't rhyme with Schmolly Martin. I'll tell you that. She looks great.
No, it doesn't.
Oh.
But yeah, so there's some of those people where you're like, woo, did too much. And I had that moment for sure. That's why, you know.
And it's the filler, right? Because I know I've done filler too. I was trying to do it under my eyes and had a mishap, and it actually struck a blood vessel. It was actually right before Stray and I were going to host this thing on ABC. And I had a black eye. It looked like, well, the two things. It looked like, you know, I either was hit or I was hit by a hockey puck. And then we had to do a bunch of lasers to help it. But I now have an amazing indention in my face because of it. So I will not, I'm not interested in fillers. I'm not.
No. Well, I gain and lose weight really easily. And it goes into my, like when I gain and lose weight, it goes right to my face. So for a while it looked like fillers. Now that's just like being fat or like bloated. Right now. But I don't know. I think it was a combination of a lot of things, just doing too much. I didn't do lips. I never got into that whole scene, but it was just I don't know, again, saying yes to whatever was available at the time. So yeah, so that's my cautionary tale, is to do a little, but don't do a lot, because it's hard to go back.
You know what people are doing now? Like, where is this one, a lip injection where they do it and their mouth is closed and the lip is like this of a little? Like, do you know what I'm talking
about? I don't know.
It's so interesting. Yes. There's an actress
I know what
that
you're
I
talking
love
about
that has it. And I was like, Wait, was she born with it like that? Like, what is
that? Maybe it's Maybelline.
Maybe.
I don't know, but here's the thing. There's some people's lips, and I can't do it because, again, since I've messed up other areas, I gotta be like, let's leave the lips alone. There's some people's lips that look really good, and you can tell it's, like, just enough, but I don't know. Remember Lisa Rinna? For those of you that don't, I mean, you know Lisa Rinna now from Real Housewives. She got so much shit for having because she had real implants in her lips. And everyone's like, oh, she looks so stupid. And this was
not like 20 lip injections or implants?
No, she got implants. And this was 20 years ago. And now lips are, you know, like the new boob job that like everyone just gets them. But now everyone looks like that. And she was one of the first people. And so, again, I don't know, to each its own. Whatever makes you feel good. But I just know for me that my first indication is always when my dad's like, yo, what are we doing? I'm like, yeah, you're right. Okay, we're going to scale back on that
there
one.
There was this lady. I feel like this is the problem with lip injections. I was looking at her today. It's like you do a side profile and it's kind of like Howard the Duck, not Howard the Dog. It's like a mer and like you just see the top of the, it's so odd.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. And then I have to step back. Right. Exactly. You do. You go, if that makes you feel better, fine. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that's what's happening there. Okay, so you're on the slopes for a while.
No.
Yeah?
No. We're getting hit with a pretty good storm, and it's supposed to be like -5 tomorrow. So I'm not interested in doing reports from Lambeau Field here. I actually am going to stick around, maybe watch a couple of shows, read the internet, things I shouldn't be doing. I would like to know what's going on with our world. And I do feel really ignorant about that. We've had a couple of dinners out where we are right now where I've asked people like kind of what's going on with our economy, what's going on. I feel very ignorant to say I need to learn more about what's happening with this whole Russia-Ukraine thing. So tomorrow I'm going to take some time and educate myself and not worry about the gossip of the world about who's writing what book, you know? Britney Spears apparently signed a $15 million deal to write a new tell-all book, but I feel like we've heard it all, no? What do you want to hear from Brit?
I want to hear everything
from her. We have heard it, though. Watch her Instagrams. I feel like she's saying it.
I know, but I feel like maybe with the help of a writer, we could have it be articulated even further.
What do you want to hear about?
Video. I want to hear about everything. I want to hear about the Justin days. I want to hear about the Mickey Mouse. I know that she's gotten into it a little bit before, but even when she went in on her sister and was saying that her sister dyed her hair or something to be like Christina Aguilera, and then it made Britney feel like she wasn't as important. I don't know. I find Britney fascinating, and I can't even begin to imagine what any of these, I mean, even like the Justin Biebers of the world or when it was Michael Jackson, like child stars and all the shit that comes with that. I feel bad. I also understand that, you know, when people are like, oh, they're famous and they reap all the rewards. I don't think I'd want to be famous if those are the rewards and that's the fallout. Like, you don't have a relationship with your family. Like, I don't know. Whatever she wants to say is fine with me because that's her journey. I just don't want Matthew Perry to rip the friends.
I know.
Because then they're not going to be friends. Now it's going to be enemies.
I don't feel like he will. It seemed, I don't know. I'm living in La La Land right now. I feel like they all seemed really great when they came on. So I don't think he will. How could you be mad at Jennifer Aniston? I'm not saying he is, but like, how could you be?
Well, I could never be mad at her. And that's the nicest thing you've ever said to me. Is that,
oh my God, you remind me of her so much.
Wow. There was nothing better than the Jennifer Aniston. I understand the haircut was a big, you know,
everything. I loved it.
Yeah. Well, everyone got it, including me. Where's Chris McMillan?
Oh, no, right? No. I mean the one where she had the long, and then I think it was after Brad Pitt. I liked that.
That's the one that I'm talking about that I loved. Because there's nothing more iconic than her wedding photo. And this was, again, like, kind of pre-social media, but there was that one shot when they walked out of the tent and she's looking at him and the long hair.
She, I think, had jewels like in her hair a little bit.
Yeah,
I do find it interesting when she was wearing that long weave. It wasn't really blended.
Was it a weave?
Oh, yes. Not all of it. She's
Are
got,
you
yes,
sure?
Yes, yes. That wasn't all real.
How do you
on.
Know?
Oh, girl, please. That wasn't, yes. Well, yes.
I want to believe that she
didn't
have a weave.
No, you can, that was weave. You, that
Maybe
was
that's
weave.
In the tell-all.
And weave aren't like judging her for having the weave. Weave.
Look at this.
Well, this
I
is
I mean,
real.
I've changed my length 10 different times. I think this weave's coming out soon. But then again, you know, like me, squirrel, I'll change my mind again. So
I'm on my year anniversary for having my weave out.
I'm so proud
weave
of you.
We are celebrating. But yeah, I have some bald spots. It's great. I mean, there definitely
no, your
is
hair's
some
long
areas.
And good.
Well, no, that's false. But there are some areas where you've definitely damaged yourself by I mean, what, sitting at the football game and you notice right before you have to do a post-game interview that one's hanging out, so you rip it out and there's like five follicles hanging on. Disgusting.
Quickly, because then we will wrap it up so everyone can still not find us extremely annoying. Oh. You and I have incredible hair extension stories.
Wild.
From when you do, if anyone's had the individual extensions, oh, yeah, where you go, I'm demonstrating for the YouTube watchers, where you pull it out and all of a sudden, oh shit, it's in there. Yeah. And then you got to do the tuck and roll, mm-hmm, and put it in your pocket.
And then finding them in your jeans after you've washed your jeans, all matted up, and you're like, did a cat die in my pocket?
Meow. That's exactly what I was going to say. You put them somewhere where you're like, oh shit, just hide that. And then never to be seen again until you wear those pants or you know, whatever, wash them again. And I'm like, I have so many fucking random. I have done it before where I've like thrown it out the window. Is that littering?
To the window, to the walls? I don't think so. No, because, it is.
Shit. I do not condone littering, but I felt like, is it, you know, like, also, I've thought about this. If I committed a crime,
what?
And I left a hair at the scene, I wouldn't be charged with the crime.
It'd be some,
'cause it's not my hair. So who committed the crime? I don't know. True crimes.
European. Somebody over in Europe. Oh, God.
Aaron,
interesting.
I can't believe my fun takeaway of the day. And again, chime in on the Calm Down Podcast IG is Aaron singing rap lyrics to help her get down the mountain.
It was really awful. Wait, one more story before I let you go. Not only was I singing, here I am. I'm very like anxious when I'm on the slopes. I don't want to get hurt. I know I'm not good. My husband's always telling me I look too stiff. I feel like I look like Frankenstein out there. My shoulders are up. I won't ski with him because he's too good. He's a daredevil. He has his little posse that he goes with. Great.
Of course he does.
This guy, I mean, knows everyone.
Everyone's best friend.
So anyways, it's just me and Derek, my cutie little instructor. We're in the little bubble and these two people, because there's a lot of people here right now, we're like, hey, can we ride along? Sure, come on in. So then, you know, they're talking as we're going up the lift and they were like, oh yeah. So they started talking about injuries. And one person was like, oh yeah, did you hear about the guy that broke his femur yesterday because he ran into a tree? And I was like, oh no. And they're like, pretty hard to break your femur. And I was like, as I'm getting ready to go in, and then the guy goes, well, look at my face. Yesterday I collided with the tree and it hit me back. And I was just like, Jesus Christ.
Opry ski.
California. Get me in. Oh, God. I was like, I'm going to go home after this.
I was just going to say, get me into the lodge with a hot toddy. Yeah. Ben?
No.
Love you.
Love you.
Stay off the slopes unless it's the bunny hill. I need you to remain intact. I need the heartburn to subside, if that's in fact what it is.
Please write us. Let us know.
Have a bottle of red wine and call me in the morning.
Call me.
I'm actually going to call you from the airport. That's where I'm headed.
Where are you going? LaGuardia or JFK? JFK has great restaurants.
I'm a Delta Flyer girlfriend.
There's a Shake Shack.
I've never eaten at Shake Shack. More on that next episode.
Which is why you don't have heartburn.
Bye.
Bye. Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.